openness doesn't come naturally to China's Communist Party, to say the least. But Communist Party schools have been trying to change that over the years by training officials on how to deal with the news media. Frank Langfitt, NPR's Shanghai correspondent, sat in on a recent training session, or at least he tried to, and has this report.
Qin Chang, a host at Shanghai People's Radio, is teaching a class today on the art of the press conference at China Executive Leadership Academy. The students, dressed in dark jackets and windbreakers, work for state-owned companies. Qin begins by talking about a recent benzene spill in western China. The first lesson for officials in that case, she says, don't wait for nearly a day to tell people their water is too dangerous to drink.
Because they did not handle the situation properly right off the bat, the first public news conference ran into huge problems. Within 24 hours, all kinds of discussions, opinions, rumors, and even public distrust permeated the city.
Qin says today's class will include a mock press conference where students will play reporters.
I don't want you to become props. I don't want you to just go along with the ideas of the government spokesperson. I especially hope that you guys can question, criticize, and focus on the negative things.
But the first negative thing they focus on is me. They don't want a real reporter recording their questions at a fake press conference, in part because the subject of the press conference is reforming some of the companies they work for. If I quote them, one student says, they could get in trouble.
For each and every one of us to be interviewed, we need to have our work unit's permission. So I don't suggest he remain here, because when you are here, I can't talk.
I introduce myself and NPR. And point out this isn't sensitive. Many American officials also receive media training. The teacher even comes to my defense.
I've been doing this training at this school since 2006. This is not the first time foreign reporters have come to listen. Let's relax a bit. Show them what we have.
But the officials, including high-ranking ones, shake their heads, and eventually I'm ushered out to applause. This is one of the biggest challenges the Executive Leadership Academy faces as it tries to train officials: fear. And not without reason. In China's cutthroat political culture, sticking out rarely pays off. And some of today's students are from the powerful government-owned oil sector, which has taken a lot of heat recently. Its former chief is under investigation for corruption, and people blame the industry's high sulfur fuel for some of China's horrendous air pollution.
Over the last few years, some leaders, they're very ashamed and were afraid to say some wrong words.
Feng Jun is executive vice president of the academy. He says some officials are afraid they'll make mistakes when speaking to the public and lose their jobs. So when a crisis erupts, they instinctively hunker down. Feng cited a case in South China a while back where a girl drowned in a river. Her family suspected she'd been raped by thugs hired by a local official. Feng says local leaders refused to go to the scene.
The leaders, they were scared the people may be fighting them. They're not experienced how to communicate with the people, especially angry people.
Predictably, people took to the streets to protest. Feng says the academy is trying to teach officials to be more responsive. That includes using social media to get accurate information out as quickly as possible. But Feng adds, there's no substitute for getting to know your community.
We hope that leaders, they must take care of the people. The people must in their heart. If you have no this kind of feeling and attitude, the training is a kind of show to the public.
Feng is echoing one of the mandates of China's president, Xi Jinping, and he seems completely sincere. After I was asked to leave the mock press conference, academy officials persisted and found a way for me to view more training. They slipped me into a control room where I watched on closed-circuit TV. Unaware a foreign reporter was observing, a man teaching another group of officials was unusually candid. He told them how to use a press conference to the government's advantage.
There's a common misunderstanding that reporters ask something and the spokesperson answers. Actually, it's not like this.
Instead, he explains, some press conferences are carefully staged. Officials vet reporters' questions in advance.
This has become an unspoken rule. So when you go cover the premier's press conference, if you want to have a chance to ask a question, then you have to get a slip of paper from the press officer.
This creates the illusion of a free press and public accountability. The lecturer told his fellow officials that if you let reporters freely ask questions, they can make things difficult for leaders. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.